There's one area left in the south end of Fulton County that isn't part of any city. That's after more than 10 years of new cities springing up, starting with Sandy Springs. WABE's Molly Samuel reports residents will vote on becoming Fulton's 15th and final city.
The proposed city of South Fulton could include more than 100,000 people. It's southwest of Atlanta, with rural spots, residential neighborhoods, and some industry. According to a 2014 analysis from Georgia State University, it's mostly black and poorer than the Fulton County average. A previous incorporation attempt there 9 years ago failed.
The last go-around, people were confused.
State Representative Roger Bruce represents parts of the area.
I think people at that point in time, they just wanted to be left alone. They just wanted to remain unincorporated. They didn't want to go into any city at all.
Bruce says it's no longer a choice between being incorporated or not. He says now it's about forming a new city or being annexed piecemeal into others, including Atlanta. He sponsored the latest cityhood bill. Georgia Tech professor Catherine Ross is skeptical of the benefits of cityhood, but she says she understands why South Fulton would want to incorporate.
You find unincorporated areas now in a way victimized by those places that have decided they're going to become a city, with typically higher incomes, typically more of a tax base.
And that money goes to those cities, not the rest of the county. But cityhood isn't necessarily the solution, says State Senator Vincent Fort, who represents some of the area. He says his constituents are less interested in creating a new government than in what their current government does.
They're saying we need better services and more services. They're not saying we need a new city in order for them to be delivered.
Voters will decide in November. Molly Samuel, WABE News.